BTV News. BTV with news update. Broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update. Broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
Good evening, everyone, and you are listening to BTV News.
On the morning of May the 29th, the People's Committee of Bình Định Province held a ceremony to launch the Action Month for Children 2025 under the theme Prioritizing Resources to Achieve Child-Centered Goals. The event was attended and inaugurated by Vice Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee, Lâm Hải Giang. The Action Month for Children 2025 in Bình Định Province carries the message and call to action for party committees, local authorities, sectors, mass organizations, and families to join hands in protecting and caring for children. The initiative aims to create the best possible conditions for children's comprehensive development physically, mentally, intellectually, and morally. At the event, Vice Chairman Lâm Hải Giang called for leaders of departments, agencies, and mass organizations at all levels to prioritize public awareness campaigns that enhance responsibility and engagement in addressing children's issues. He emphasized the importance of building a safe, healthy, and child-friendly environment where children's rights are fully realized, ensuring their holistic development. As part of the ceremony, the organizers presented 110 gift packages to disadvantaged children across the province.
The Provincial Police Department has held a conference to review the implementation of its community engagement initiative themed Partnerships Between Police Units and Ethnic Minority Villages, chaired by the Colonel Võ Đức Nguyên, member of the Provincial Party Standing Committee and director of the Provincial Police. Over the past 2 years, the model has been methodically and effectively implemented, building on a long-standing tradition of partnership. Police officers from various units have actively engaged with local communities, combining public outreach with efforts to maintain security and order in ethnic minority areas in Highlands. At the conference, one collective and two individuals were honored with certificates of merit from the Ministry of Public Security for their outstanding contributions to the initiative.
The People's Committee of Bình Định Province has issued a directive on organizing activities in response to World Environment Day, June the 5th, and Action Month for the Environment 2025. World Environment Day 2025, initiated by the United Nations Environment Programme, carries the theme Beat Plastic Pollution, calling on global community to take urgent and decisive action to tackle plastic waste, one of today's most pressing environmental challenges. In the directive, the chairman of the Provincial People's Committee urged departments, agencies, political and social organizations, local authorities, and relevant units to implement several key initiatives. These include revamping environmental communication strategies and promoting environmental policies and laws, developing targeted communication materials tailored to specific audience groups, encouraging environmentally friendly waste production and recycling practices, enhancing infrastructure and services for plastic waste collection and recycling, and launching the Peak Action Month for the Environment 2025 in alignment with the nationwide campaign Joining Hands to Reduce Plastic Waste, Spreading the Green Lifestyle.
On the afternoon of May the 20th, The Steering Committee for Housing Support in Hoi An District held a conference to review the 2025 emulation campaign, joining hands to eliminate makeshift and dilapidated housing. Following the Prime Minister's nationwide call for action, Hoi An mobilized the entire local political system to take part in the campaign. A total of 532 households received assistance to build or repair homes, with funding set at 60 million dong per newly built house and 30 million dong per renovated home. The total funding exceeded 28 billion dong. All 15 communes and townships in the district have now completed their target, fulfilling 100% of the province's assigned plan. The district's People's Committee honored 28 collectives and 18 individuals for their outstanding contributions to the campaign in 2025. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoyed the news. See you next time and goodbye for now.